Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
When I was down in Yass.
Yeah, were there a lot up there?
Well, farmers would hang rabbits on fences, on fence posts, because they'd shoot them because they're in the farm doing what they shouldn't be doing.
Can I ask, when you went down there, did you notice, when I went to Canberra last year, the amount of roadkill with kangaroos and that on the side, did you notice that?
No, I didn't see a great deal.
Okay.
No, and you want to watch out for wombats.
Oh, mate.
There were wombat holes everywhere where we were.
Mate, they I remember are right driving down there. There was a one, it was the size of a bloody horse. Oh, it was a pretty big wombat, maybe not that big, but it was big. And if you hit that with your car, you're gone.
Boom.
Gone.
Like hitting the biggest speed up in the world.
Yeah, like hitting Ayers Rock.
Yeah, bang. Mass up your car. Yep, well, we were down there because it was about Easter time. Mm. I was down there with the kids and they had a... The farmer had a quad bike.
Yeah.
So he said, you guys can use that whenever you want, no problem. And I was like, cool.
Of course you would have.
So I went in there.
They weren't there, the owners.
Yeah. they were on the property, but just a different place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was there trying to start this quad bike.
Okay. That sounds like a car, but doesn't matter. Come on.
But it didn't even sound quite like that, though. It just went, it started, just went. So I pressed the button. Okay. It's just a button. You don't even have to turn the key.
Did you, went, you know, prime it?
Yeah, I did everything I was supposed to do.
I'm just asking.
Turned it on.
Yeah.
But it didn't make that noise. It was like a clicking noise.
Oh, how was it? So it wasn't like...
No.
Okay, it was like more like yours. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
So this was happening and I thought, oh, damn, that doesn't sound right. So I lifted up where the battery was and I was looking for where, you know, the cables go in to start the car. I thought, is there a starter
motor? Was it a car or a quad bike?
Or a quad bike.
Quad bike, okay.
Is there a starter motor on a quad bike?
Oh, bloody, you asked the wrong person.
I don't know motors. Anyway, so I'm there looking at it going, I don't know how I'm going to start this. And Gwen came out. She goes, mate, your battery's flat. And I went, don't be stupid.
Oh, you know. Come on.
That is not the sound of a battery. Look, it's right here. It's going. when I turn the key. No, it didn't do that.
Like, I'm just saying, using that as an example.
It didn't do that. All if right. it did that, you'd die.
All right, okay. Sure enough. Okay.
Mate, it's funny noise. And then so she goes to the battery. I said, nah, that's stupid. It's
that
not
stupid,
no way it is.
Yeah. What
and
was
so
it?
So I called the farmer. I said, mate, there's something wrong with this quad bike. Yeah. I'm not sure, but it sounds like some sort of starter motor issue.
Was he out culling rabbits?
Question. Yeah, he was out
culling rabbits.
He was culling rabbits.
Because we're going to cull bullies
with the family. That's what
tonight.
You do with the family on Easter Sunday. This was on Easter Sunday.
Oh, because they delivered all the eggs.
I was wondering if you knew how I can start the bike. Anyway, he has come down after about an hour and a half with the whole family. They're all standing around.
All barefoot. All with flannels on. Yeah. Grubby faces.
No, they've been out riding bikes themselves all over the place.
Yeah.
They come down, oh, yeah, g'day. And you talk to people like you do. Just had, have a chat about what's happening with the farm and stuff. And then he goes over. Get the jumper loads out of the back, would you, Billy? I said, oh, no. Please don't be the battery.
It was the battery. Oh, no.
And then he's gone in, tapped it on, bang, this thing just fires into life. And there's Gwen looking at me, and I did not say a word
about
what my wife had said. And I did not have the heart to tell anyone that I had jumper leads in the back of my car the whole time.
Oh, no, she's just going... as the light, the clouds part, shine on her. Listen to your wife, mate. That's the moral of the story.
I should have never questioned that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
I've got a show for you.
SBS
show in true SBS style that for you to watch later on this year when it comes out.
Subtitled?
Nope. Okay. Australian.
Yep.
Anthology series. Yep. Erotic stories. Because I know you like to watch like Naked in the Jungle and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, Naked and Afraid. Yeah, extra large. XL. Yeah. Oh, my eyes get so sore because you can, because it's all pixelated, you got to close your eyes and squint. They say if you squint, you can actually see it. You can't.
Well.
Just saying.
I don't know much about it except for it's an 8-episode show. Yep. Tell the
eight episodes.
8 different stories.
Yep.
With sex and can I say that?
Yes, you can.
With
I've got my pen writing all this down.
Close-up personal encounters and intimacy at its core.
Well, the thing is, it's about everyone. It's a natural thing, and people are so taboo about discussing these issues.
I know.
And you go, but it's a natural thing. So why not have a chat about it?
Promised tales that will explore longing and lust and all the attendant chaos, emotions and complexities.
Okay.
Because there's a lot involved. It's not just a physical thing.
No, I know
very
that.
Very emotional.
Okay, what SBS?
It's coming later on. Have
you got a date?
On.
Oh, you haven't got a date. Later.
It's coming
damn.
Soon.
Oh.
Coming soon.
Still on TV, if you haven't heard, legendary US talk show host Jerry Springer has died at the age of 79, died peacefully at his home in Chicago after a brief illness. Now, he came to global fame due to the Jerry Springer Show, but he was with Oprah for a bit as well.
Well, I think he was sort of a sideshow to Donahue and...
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, when did he first...
It was very,
he was a news anchor in 1990.
It was a very controversial talk show. They used a lot of actors, I think, and it was all about... They'd get them on there, if you've never seen it, and who's the father of my baby? And they'd have people line up. I've got a grab from one of the shows.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to one-year-old Khalees, Jose, you are not. When it comes to three-year-old Caden, Dante, you are not.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he received persistent criticism that he and the program were exploiting sometimes vulnerable, often poorer people for ratings. But as you said, he was mayor of Cincinnati in 1977.
There
were
some wild things. Spam Man.
What was that?
Man that just had canned food fetish. And then there were future guests that spurred on by Spam Man, which were Burrito Girl, Meat Lady, and the Sushi Stripper.
It was called Quality TV.
There was one.
That's something you get here.
There was one episode that was banned called The Man Who Married a Horse.
Well, who hasn't?
It was put on around the Kentucky Derby.
Springer was referred to as the grandfather of trash TV. But
yeah.
People do remember his name. He's survived by his daughter Kate, sister Evelyn, and ex-wife, Mickey
I'm
Belton.
Happy I cut off my legs. Like, his. Far out. Three pigs in a trailer. Stop it.
I'll be watching reruns of that today, and I don't have to worry about that SBS erotic story show.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It is Triple M Unplugged, and we are honoured, Robert, to have in the studio with us Live Baby, Live, the In Excess tribute show. We've got Simon Carlton, Chris Justin, and Michael all in the
You'll
studio.
You'll be on in, boys.
Thank you, boys, for coming in.
Nice.
Okay, Simon, lead singer. Mate, how long have you lads been around?
The band has been about 8 years, I think, in its current. There's been some lineup changes as we've gone.
Yeah, about 8 years.
Yeah.
All Central Coast boys?
Oh, we spread about. Sydney.
Originally, I think, except for Josh, he's a Newcastle boy.
He's a Newcastle. Michael's Sydney.
Branched out to Sydney, yeah.
Who's the saxophonist?
That's Josh.
Yeah, he's not here.
No, Josh. Hey, I heard a rumour that Kirk Pengilly said he wanted to play the sax just because he would attract more girls. That's what he said.
You do your shows, like In Excess, they had a huge catalogue. Is there sometimes at the end of the show people going, why didn't you do that number? Does that happen?
Yeah,
all the time.
All the time. And it's usually a very, very obscure one as well.
And they don't usually know the name either.
I want this one.
The lyric in the song.
Or often it is one that we did play.
Yeah,
maybe right near the start, and then they just forgot that we did it.
Right. Okay. How many numbers will you pump out? Because you're doing Drifters of Wolf today week, Friday week. How many numbers would you pump out?
That'd be, 2 hour? We cram in as many as we can.
Yeah.
30,
we often
40?
Yeah.
30 or 40?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And we're, as you get into it, you discover you're barely scratching the surface too. Because that's even just playing all the hits, and we try to get a few, deeper cuts for all the hardcore fans. But there's still more to go. We're always learning new ones old ones.
Yeah. Are you finding the age group? Like, you look at who are coming up, you go, God, you've got these younger ones when we speak to different bands and that. And it's amazing the generations now that are listening to the music.
Yeah, I think, like, even my generation, they've, like, grown up with it as well. Like, it still gets so much radio play in, like, sports grounds. And
yeah.
You just hear it, even though you might not have known you knew it, you hear it and all of a sudden, I know that song. I knew, like, 20 of them before I even joined the band because it's just been constantly on the airs for,
Well, it has, I've got an 8-year-old daughter. Her favourite song at the moment is Need You Tonight. She comes out and said, Dad, Need You Tonight. And then we have to play it first song in the car every time. It's going round the block again.
Yeah. Now, you boys doing Drifter's Wharf next Friday. Mate, ticket sale, can you just rock up on the night? Or do you need ticket sales beforehand? What's the go?
You can grab them on our website, on the Facebook, possibly on the door. It is, there's been a lot of sales going on, so leaving it till the night on the door is a bit risky.
Not recommended.
Yeah, but if you're fast and loose, you can.
You guys are looking fast and loose.
So it's Live Baby Live, the In Excess tribute show. They're coming for our awesome 80s and also for Triple M Unplugged. It's Drifter's Wharf next Friday, today week. What song are you doing for the awesome 80s for us today, boys?
We're doing Need You Tonight.
Oh, yes. My daughter will be happy.
We didn't have a choice after what you said.
Thank you very much. See, you just name it and they shall supply.
Okay. All right. Need You Tonight. Awesome 80s. It's thanks to Live Baby Live, the In Excess tribute show, lads. Thank you for coming into Triple M today.
Rip in, guys. Rip in.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You know how, and we're on to the situation here on the Central Coast with regards to the black areas when it comes to mobile phone and also internet reception. It's just terrible. Lower Mangrove's really bad. Spencer's horrendous. But even some areas close by, just horrendous. Well, there's a suburb in Sydney. So you're not alone, guys. The residents of Sydney's worst internet black hole, it's called Cottage Point. Have you ever been there?
Cottage Point. Yeah. Well, that's halfway up the coast anyway.
Yeah,
but not by a road.
It's in Ku-ring-gai National Park, yeah. They can't get streaming services, can't play Spotify, and also can't download anything beyond a simple email. And they have probably the worst mobile reception in Sydney, but it's only 30 k's from the city. It's been trapped in this technological time warp due to a bungling bureaucratic nightmare. They said they were going to put up this tower 3 years ago, this 33.8-metre tower, the last time I measured it.
What, was there a possum in the tree next door?
So, no, I think it was a frog.
Oh, right. So.
and so they haven't got it. But if you do have, and this is, we spoke about Trevor Long, our tech expert, about this, Starlink. This is through Elon Musk's. And, look, it goes for rural Australia, but it's a satellite dish that you can get. It was about
It was $200 or something for the installation.
Yeah, $200 for the hardware.
If you're in those regional areas.
But you can, if you're in a really bad area, you can put in your address and see, can you get it for $199? And I think they were offering about $140, I think, for a month.
For a month, per month. But it just meant if you have nothing, you will then have something.
Yeah. And the dish searches all the satellites, fixes to the position and follows it around and that. But it's called Starlink. So I know a lot of people in really bad areas and you go, if I can't get it, maybe that might be the way to go.
If you really need the communication, you're prepared to pay $140 a month for the service plus the $200 install. It might be well worth it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
The morning horn.
It's going to happen.
Is worth $1,000. It's thanks to Opposite Lock, 4x4 Specialist North Gosford. Thank you, team, for supporting the horn. It's got to go off today. Now, here it is. Make and model of that car.
Make and model.
Okay. Clues.
All right. How many are in a handful? That's okay. A clue.
Three. And three back will help you.
I know that those clues are helping anyway.
Bloody good.
No, I don't know. Site unknown.
Okay, some say it's rated. When the car comes out, you go, "What? How am I so oblivious to these clues that I got it wrong?" Brazil, the Brazil soccer team.
No, you're trying to get people to guess a number based on you saying Brazil.
Massive Australian export that helps you with one of. Did I say use the alphabet? Yes, I did. Use the alphabet. Use the alphabet with some of those clues. Okay, what's the clue? Come on.
And then probably the best clue to date has been
what?
The British
store. You are so up yourself.
No, I'm just saying it's probably the best clue to date.
By who? Who says that?
You say that.
Wait
till you realise how it works.
Give it, come on,
this
come
is
on.
I'm going to name the store.
Okay, name this British store.
And you go, how did I miss that?
A part of the morning horn. Okay.
And this will give you the make.
Okay.
The store
is
Asda.
Okay. Make and model of that car. 133353. The lines are now open. You got it in the bag, Tony, have you, mate?
Would it be a Mazda 3?
Mazda 3.
No, Tony.
Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Okay. Have you got it?
We're feeling like we're close here.
I don't think I do, but I'll go on Mazda CX-2.
Mazda CX-2. Wayne. No.
No.
Miles.
Mazda CX-3.
No. No. Okay, Bridget from Tookley. She's got it.
Hi, guys.
Get this right. We're going to give you $1,000 thanks to Opposite Lock 4x4 Specialist. Come on. Have you been listening to the clues?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Is it a Mazda 2?
Mazda 2. Oh. No.
Oh, Bridget. Oh. Honestly.
Never mind. Look, we've got Warren from Israel. If it doesn't go off, we'll continue doing it. We must do it. We must continue doing it.
I am not hanging around with you past in the Mickey D show.
We'll go into Mickey D show. We've got Warren from Lizard. G'day, Woz.
Warren.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you do, Woz?
Builder.
Okay. You're on the job site?
Yeah, I'm just at Bunnings at the moment.
Oh, okay. Bunnings. All right, now, Woz, Lizard.
Okay.
Get that make and model right.
Tell us how you put the clues together so we know if you're close.
Yeah. How'd you put the clues together first?
The Mazda I got from the supermarket.
Yeah.
The 5 was a handful.
Handful, another one of my clues, yeah.
The X was 3 back.
Right, okay. So what do you think it is? What do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's a Mazda CX-5.
Warren Lizard in Bunnings at the moment.
Do you know how Brazil fit in?
No idea. Yeah. I've been researching, trying to work it out. Yeah. Cannot work it out.
Brazilian crew.
No, Brazilian soccer team, they won 5 World Cups.
Okay.
That is pathetic, isn't it? Warren.
It's pathetic. Was from Lizaro, the $1,000 morning horn.
You have pieced it together.
Well done, mate. You've got it.
Awesome.
Well done.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, I saw the news come through. Father's Table Community. There was a fire on Monday at their building. Yeah. To find out how everything's going, we've got Jed Clark from Father's Table Incorporated. Morning, Jed.
Hi, Jed.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now tell people, Father's Table Community, what you guys actually do.
Okay, so we're based around providing free meals. So we do a Friday night dinner and a Sunday lunch. This July will be our 11th birthday. So we provide a Sunday lunch and food hampers and just all sorts of assistance. But the main thing we're building is a community where everyone's accepted. So you've got people who've got addictions or, you know, financially struggling, or some people that are just lonely. We don't care whether people are barefoot or driving a Rolls Royce. They're welcome at the Father's Table. Our saying is not everyone needs a fee, but everyone finds a friend.
Yeah, mate, so, that's great. That is really...
That's a nice mentality to have going into something like this, to have everyone equal. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is good. You know, we can have people that are in their broken lives. They might be fighting down the street, but when they come up on the hill in Wyong, they can be friends and help.
And on Monday, I think it was Monday night, what happened?
So Monday night there was a fire between the two buildings, 5 and 6. We used 6. Spark CC, another not-for-profit, used building 5. There was a fire. We went up there. We got a call and we went straight up. So Spark CC, I really feel for them. They've lost everything. Like, their whole place has been gutted. We've been fortunate in most of our stuff got saved. We've lost the building for the use of the building at the moment. So that's a bit of an inconvenience. But I must say Central Coast Council have been great in organising another spot for us. So hopefully we're going to be back up and running in the next couple of weeks. So we've got to see if that spot works first. But, it was pretty devastating to see, you know, what you've been working on for 10 years going up in flames.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
And Spark CC, mate, what do they do?
So they're like a men's group. So heard some of you mentioned it yesterday. They called it a men's shed for geeks. So they call it a makerspace where they've got 3D printers and laser cutters and all that sort of stuff. And they build stuff with people. So I'm not fully aware of what they do, but they're lovely people. And, they've really copped it hard.
Now, you said the council have given you another space. Is it too early to say where that is? Because, as you said, you've got to work a few things out.
Yeah, well, at this stage, it's another building on the same site.
Yeah.
We're going up today to see how it works because, you know, we're feeding up to 70 people on a Sunday. So we don't do it inside, we do it outside. And we've got to see how we can store our gear and do the food prep and all that sort of thing and do it properly. But hopefully that space is going to work out today. But I've got to say, you know, the outpouring of love from the community has been amazing. The night of the fire, Bendigo Bank, they're our major sponsors. They're on the phone, what can we do to help? The Biker's Hand, Tony, they're another great charity. They were on the phone, you know, you need help. And just all the messages on Facebook and things like that. I just need to mention to people how awesome the sport's been. But, yeah, we still need to see if this building's going to work for us. But hopefully we stay up there on the hill. We've been there for a long time. We've declared it to be ours. And so we're hoping to stay there.
Sure. Financially, are you guys looking for some assistance?
People are always welcome to donate what we do. You know, nowadays with the food costs going up and people's incomes going down, it's always a bit of a struggle. As I said, we've got Bendigo on board, which is a great support. But, you know, there's always need for money to pay for emergency accommodation. We do lots of things. Sometimes we help people out in all sorts of ways when we see a need. So there's lots of expenses that are always involved. As far as our stuff goes, you know, we've probably lost a bit, but not too much. So in that area, we're probably pretty, you know, doing okay.
And Jed, is there, g'day to Michael Bell too, who's in charge of Bendigo around the Central Coast. Great bloke. Mate, is there, if anyone would like to donate, is there a website people can go to, or what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Okay, on the Father's Table Incorporated on Facebook.
Yep.
You make sure it's Father's Table Incorporated because there's another Father's Table down south somewhere.
Yep.
But I'll put up this morning our banking details, and if people want to help, that'll sure. go great towards what we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's as I said, you know, costs have gone up so much. Providing food hampers every week and feeding 70 people and, sure. and stuff like that costs a few bucks nowadays.
Yeah, especially okay. coming into colder months where people, you know, a hot meal can do so much more than just fill your belly.
Absolutely. It's, you know, look, people come along and my wife spends a lot of time making sure the meals are the best they can be. We don't call ourselves a soup kitchen because the meals are a little bit above what you you get served. Not criticising soup kitchens, but my wife puts a lot of work into that area. But it's just that opportunity for people to just connect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in our community that are feeling lonely. You know, I went through some stuff as a child that I shouldn't have gone through, and drug addiction and all that sort of thing. What we're there is providing people hope that you can do better in life, you can achieve greater things, and that's the main thing we encourage people, that not everything's lost in your life, you can turn it around.
Doing a great job, Jed Clark, Father's Table Incorporated, if you'd like to help out. And mate, we will speak to you in the next couple of weeks when we organise that place. We'll get you back on air and we'll let everyone know where it is, mate.
Thanks so much, and I really appreciate the time talking to you guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
This week saw Paddy and Rob chatting about the upcoming coronation of King Charles.
You know what I'd do? If I had to send a gift for King Charles for the coronation, May 6th, on your coronation station, I would send a Broncos jersey.
I gave you a Broncos stubby cooler and you still haven't even taken the tag off it.
I'm keeping it for a special occasion.
Oh, you are.
Thanks,
not.
Mate.
Father TJ was delighted to hear the Pope was sending two very small pieces of wood from the cross to King Charles.
And inquired about sending the 5mm and 10mm long bits of wood.
Uh-huh. A good gift, do you think, Father TJ?
A marvellous gift, I said to Pope Francis.
Yes.
And if that is the yardstick, I could send King Charles a toothpick.
Yeah.
And he'll be doing cartwheels.
Fair enough. So what did the church send as a gift to King Charles for his coronation, Father?
A pair of tweezers.
Right.
Just in case.
Of course.
Oh, no. Rob didn't back his Parramatta Eels against the Broncos.
You are a traitor, mate. And
why
racist.
Is that a traitor? Because you just go, righto, the Eels aren't playing well. They're playing against the Broncos. It's a win-win.
No, mate.
If they win, if the Eels win, I go, yeah, great work. And well, if they don't, well, I knew that was going to happen.
Heart on your sleeve, mate, which you don't have.
Oh, yeah.
Rob copped it from his mother-in-law.
And then I went into the kitchen. There's my mother-in-law, the nicest woman in the world, looking at me over folded arms with her head down, just going, that was pathetic. I shrunk to the size of an ant. Had nowhere to go.
Shrunk to the size of
a just
hoo-ha.
Said, sorry.
Meantime, Paddy just can't say enough about his wife's mum.
I love my mother-in-law. I really do.
I do. I do. Don't laugh, Robert.
Because you know why? You know why? I really do. Because she lives in Hobart and I live here.
Local Craig Ball is competing in the upcoming Invictus Games. One sport is sit-down volleyball.
Rob, just turn around and just show Craig
Would you, with the size of his clacker?
Hey, listen, this is quite muscular.
How would that go? That'd be like dragging the Titanic.
Oh, no. It'd be like on ice skates.
Craig is also doing indoor rowing at the Invictus Games.
When you said about rowing, because my buddy over there, he always bangs on about how good he does on the rowing machine. We should put Rob Palmer and Craig Ball, who's going to the Invictus Games Force, or indoor rowing, and just see how good all the talk, mate.
All you want to do
game
is see me go
game
down.
Game on, it's all exciting. Let's go.
Beautiful. We've got a challenge.
What have you done, Starkers?
Yeah, we had the grand final. Third grade got up. And then during second grade... It was down at the Wentworth Park dog track. Three blokes got nude and jumped in the dog boxes because it's a racing track and the ground was in the middle. Someone's gone over there and, well, I can't remember how it worked. It might have been someone on the loudspeaker. Okay, and they're off. And then bang, basically they've come out of
the box.
The dog boxes nude and run the track.
And how's this? The clues for the morning horn are deplorable this week. Poor Mary Ann had a guess as to what the car horn could have been.
Well, I've been trying to make sense of your clues and now you've changed one today.
Okay.
Oh, that was wrong. Talking about the European.
Yeah, that was wrong. Yeah.
Well, it was
anyway.
European.
Oh, here he goes.
Turns out that when they left the EU, they ceased to be European.
Just get your phone and whack yourself on the head with it, Jerry. Put yourself out of the misery.
Rob's wife, Gwen, called the show to tell her story of meeting the late Barry Humphries.
I can't believe that it's taken you 25 years to tell me this story.
And like yourself, I'm not a name dropper.
Hang up. She's off. Now you've broken the rules.
And it was good news for those who use prescription medicine.
Yeah, that's good news. From September to 6, millions of Aussies will be able to buy 2 months' worth of prescription meds for the price of one. Is the cost of living. You'll be able to get your calm down pills all right.
No, there's often
and those
other
Louis.
Things. The others. I guzzle those.
That's good. Yes. You crush them up on your cornflakes.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free listener app. That's LISTNR.